You're listening to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, the 72nd episode, The Slight Edge of Tech.
There was another thing that happened this week that in my small universe was a big deal.
Yeah.
There was a startup who is looking to change the world.
Nice.
Via email.
Okay.
They started out, the app is called Mailbox.
Okay. Wow, that's creative.
I know, really. But it actually started out as an app called Orchestra, which actually won Apple's Productivity App of the Year in 2011, which Orchestra. Was basically a to-do list. Okay, their whole goal was to, you know, make to-do lists right. And what they found was that a lot of their users were, they would get an email from somebody asking them to do something. And so what they would do then is send the email to the Orchestra app and then somehow integrate the part from the email into the to-do list. And he was like, and it took like 20 steps to do it. And he was like, and it wasn't meant to do that at all. Right. And so they started to figure out, okay, how do we make it easier for people to put their emails into to-do lists, basically? And so over time, as they worked it and worked it and worked it, it suddenly flipped, where it wasn't about to-do lists anymore. It was about email, because they realized that was the root cause of the problem. And so they were like, we need to fix email before we can even think about attacking to-do lists.
Right.
Hence, Mailbox was born. And so the whole idea behind it is it connects with Gmail, and that's about it. But you could do multiple Gmail accounts, which is cool, and it's free. And so basically you got your email, and they also, the other cool thing they do is they just have very neat gestures. Like, for example, if you want to archive an email, you just swipe the message over to the right just a little bit. If you want to delete the email, you swipe it almost all the way over to the right, and it will delete it. So, you know, very simple nice. User interface. So, so you very so you can very quickly archive or delete emails, you know, as they come in. Now, the other part that they did, which is actually the to-do list side of things, is that you can snooze your emails. So if you swipe to the left, it will bring up a little yellow clock thing, and then you can select, do I want to, and they'll be like, when do you want this email to pop back into your inbox? You can be like, later today, this evening, tomorrow, this weekend, next week, pick an actually specific date to do it. And then they have it creates a folder inside of your Gmail inbox that is basically called later, and it moves that email into that later folder out of your inbox. So it's no longer in it. Like once you moved it over and you logged in the Gmail, you wouldn't see the email anymore. It would just be in the folder. Yeah, exactly. And so then they have it tagged on their servers, because they've obviously got access to your email, that you know, if you pick tomorrow, they'll say like, okay, tomorrow at 10 a.m., throw this email back into the inbox. And so they will then, you know, update your inbox for you so that the next time you look, hey, cool, this email's back again. So it's a way of postponing emails, kind of like you would postpone a task, because that's their whole premise is, you know, if all it is reading for information, read it, archive it, done. If it's for you to do something and you can't do it instantly, postpone it, just like you would a regular to-do task. The other thing that, once again, you slide a little bit to the left, you postpone it, slide a lot to the left, you can add it to a list.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, again, getting to that to-do list idea where I forget, like one of them was like a to read later list or a phone calls list. You can add however many you want, which are, again, they're, think of them like folders, but they're lists, I guess. So you could say like, hey, I've got some time to make some phone calls. Let me open that one up and see what phone calls, you know, I have to make and what the topics are. So it's really, it's an interesting step where they started out as a to-do list. Because I would say most people, their email box is their to-do list.
Yeah, that's definitely how I am.
And I'm the weirdo who actually uses Remember the Milk and has a separate list. And, you know, and so for me, it was kind of like, so, okay, so here's the, so for me, it was kind of like the swiping feature was the cool part, and postponing some emails is kind of cool. Of course, I'm also a guy where it's like when I get up to 20 emails, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. You know, so I'm that guy. And, you know, so for me, I think it won't like radically change my life, but I think for some people where they use their inbox as a to-do list and they have trouble with, you know, getting hundreds of emails, I think this will be a very useful app. It is currently only available on the iPhone. And so, nice. I suppose you could download it on your iPad as an iPhone app, I suppose. So it's available for iOS and it's free. I think I said that. But then here's the other interesting thing that they did, which it's interesting. So if you signed up for it today, if you downloaded the app or, you know, went to their website, the website is mailboxapp.com.
Yeah.
And you sign up. First of all, they send you a text message confirming your sign up, which you just get like a random text message. And I was like, what? It's like, hey, this is Mailbox. You're signed up. Click here to download something.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, exactly. And at first I was like, Mailbox scam.
Seriously.
And
they shouldn't give you a warning. By the way, we'll text you right now.
Yeah, I was just like, okay. Not going to do that. Anyways, so you sign up, and when you download the app, you have to put in your reservation number. Because what they said is email is something that has to work all the time. And so they're slowly going to scale up the service. They're like, we're not just going to let everyone in at once. We're going to meter it. So you download the app, enter in your reservation number, and then it tells you how many people you have in front of you before you are allowed to start using it. Furthermore, they will tell you how many people are behind you since you reserved your spot.
Nice.
And you could literally sit there and watch it tick up and down if you wanted, which the ticking up happens a lot. The ticking up happened a lot faster than the ticking down, at least initially. So when I did it, when I first signed up, I was at like 11,800 people in front of me with like 250,000 people behind me. And I got access to it yesterday evening, around 4:35 o'clock, something like that. And at that time, there was like 590 people behind me.
Whoa!
So if you signed up today, Matthew, you have at least. I would not be shocked if it were like 750,000 people in front of you. But what they said is that as they get, you know, as they like prove that the system can scale, like we'll be letting people in faster and faster. So they say it'll be an exponential curve. And so, yeah, so one of our friends who has been on this podcast, Mr. David Perry, he goes, hey, James, have you checked out this new app? It's really cool. It's a countdown where on one number it counts down and the other one it counts up and you can just watch it. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it was pretty funny. I was like, oh, it's cute. Funny. Yeah, so I finally got access. I had to wait like a day, I think.
That's tough in internet terms.
Oh, it was so long. Oh, it was funny. People kept asking me too. They're like, "Hey, like, did you sign up for this?" Because I think I tweeted it out when I actually installed the app. And they're like, "Oh, what number are you?" And then I told them. They're like, "Oh, I hate you. You're ahead of me."
Like, oh, you're ahead of me.
I'm sorry.
The heck?
I'll sign up as fast as I can. Trust me. So that's the new hot to trot productivity app there on the market that has been making waves in the world. So if email, I would say if you're someone where you do use your inbox kind of as a to-do list and you're on Gmail, which also works with Google Apps, Gmail or whatever that's called. I recommend checking it out. Oh, and you got to be on iPhone, of course. But it's
of course
it's pretty cool. Yeah,
I like it.
There it is.
I like it.
Yeah, they're doing some cool stuff. And the other weird thing though, which I get from a you know, just kind of make choices standpoint, is when you archive, you can't specify a tag or folder.
Hmm.
Yeah, which their whole premise was like, well, it's just tags are overused generally. People just search, and you really don't need to do the tags thing anymore. So if you create some automatic flags or tags or whatever in Gmail, those will obviously still be there. But there was like, you know, no, you can't do that with this app. We tried to make it simple instead of complicated.
Which like, I'm sure. Wait, does it? Do you like that, or is that like?
So
I agree with them. I would never use. I don't use tags, but yeah.
So I do because I'm slightly like OCD like that. But I also have like 20 auto tags that happen for certain people that I know. So I'm, you know, so it's very rare that I'm like, oh, I got to throw this into this specific folder. But I also get it. So I mean, I'm gonna. Knowing me, I'll try it for a month or so, and if that just totally starts to bug me, or what I'll do is I'll end up throwing it into I'll create a list that is like tag this list or something, and I'll end up throwing emails into there, and then when I, you know, get onto another computer,
oh my gosh,
I don't know. You're out of control. I am out of control. Out of control, yeah. Awesome.
For me, I'm like, you know, honestly, Gmail works just fine. I actually have found that I really like the Mail app for the iPhone, and I downloaded the Gmail app because I didn't realize that one was existed. And
It's not amazing, right? Or do you like it?
The Gmail app?
Yeah.
I totally use it. I use it more. I like it a lot. It's so stupid because part of it is it looks more exciting.
Johnny some time, okay?
And that's what I'm saying, man. It's Scott Forstall's fault. And Jenny Ives will make it all beautiful. And yeah, that's kind of where. But it's actually got the solid color look that I like. And where there's multiple color panes, but they're all solids. There's no gradients and whatnot, which is, you know, like I said, it's, I like that. And I realize it's dumb.
You and Tufty both. I get it.
And there's a couple of other little, well, you know, it's funny. I realized that I liked it when I was a kid. I remember this one project that is totally random. When it was like fourth grade, we were doing like it had to do with like, we were doing a quilting project. We had to build a quilt. And because we were looking at Home Life on the Prairie and they made quilts. I don't know. I can't
Oregon Trail, man. I get it. You gotta make a quilt. It gets cold, so you can survive that winter when you're killing rabbits.
Exactly. And so like most of the kids, like the project idea was you get a big piece of paper and you draw out a bunch of squares and then you make a quilt. Well, our mother is like is into sewing.
She knows how to sew, yeah.
Yeah, and so I said, I want to make a quilt, and we'll make like a covered house out of a quilt. So like I made a quilt with the help of our mom, and but I remember like I distinctly remember.
That means like you watched her work, right?
I actually didn't. She helped a lot, but I did a lot of the work. Our parents weren't into our parents weren't into building the volcano for us. If we wanted to make a volcano, we had to do the work. But I remember.
Did you ever make a volcano?
No, I wanted to, but
I think we did. I did the you know, you mix whatever those two were together and watch it explode. But I don't. That was the extent of the volcano. Let's just do the explosion.
Yeah. Well, we used to. I remember we would do the baking powder and vinegar in you take the baking powder and vinegar, you pour it into a wine bottle, and then slam the cork into it, and then just let it do there. And
oh, I never did that.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, shoots the cork off like crazy. It's fun.
I want to do that. Yeah, that's cool.
And then
there was
I think it was late high school, Dad and I took some dry ice, put it into a it wasn't dry ice. So we did the vinegar and baking powder into a 2-liter soda and tied it up. No, it was dry ice. Sorry, it was dry ice. You take the dry ice, you put a little water.
Story straight.
The dry ice sublimes, creates a huge amount of pressure, and then they explode and they rupture violently. So it's a big explosion. So we did it. But we didn't have enough dry ice in it, evidently. So it was just like – it was just like at the point of bursting, oh, my gosh. It was so tense. Gosh. And we didn't want to get close to it because we didn't know when it would explode.
Totally.
So Dad went and got a gun. And we shot it. That was awesome. But
oh man,
yeah,
that's so sweet. Oh, childhood. I don't know.
I remember something about email. So during this like a quilting project, our mom was like, okay, you want to get all these different, like, not the colors, like you need red and brown and blue and whatever. And she kept going to these floral patterns. I was like, I don't like floral patterns. I want flat colors. I want flat red and flat blue and flat brown. That's what I like. Mom was like, that doesn't make any sense. That's going to make an ugly quilt. Like, you need different complex patterns for it. And who knew that I was just ahead of my time? I was just waiting for technology to catch up with my, or taste to catch up with me. So this is actually one of the things I like is that with, I don't know. I like the gestures of Gmail, and I don't know.
Fair enough. Hey, anyways, if it works, it works.